Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers out there, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Now, thanks for all that you do. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And the all-new website for the program, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check us out over there. All right, here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back for hour number two. Are you ready to say the pledge for a second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we appreciate the fact and emphasize the fact that the two words, under God, that's how our country was founded, and we believe that that's the way things should be. We need to bring God back into this this great country of ours again, Kyle, because people are forgetting what it's all about, aren't they?
Most unfortunately. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, we talked in the first hour about the president and this great peace plan that was signed. And one of the things that I heard last night at our Tampa Trump Club meeting was we had a refugee from a socialist company country, Vietnam, who gave a dire warning about Joe Biden and his allies and what they're trying to do and what they lived under when it came time when the North Vietnamese took control of Vietnam and we left and all that stuff, and how bad it was for the people there. Many people, they called them boat people. They were the first ones to escape, remember?
I remember, yes.
Yeah, and she was one of these boat people, and she talked about how difficult it was and all the different things that they did, the communists, to get rid of any sign of modernization, if you will, when they took over.
Well, of course, you know, and these stories are you know, so many people who have come to this country, Captain, in one way or another, they have so many stories, but fleeing or getting out of or getting away from that kind of a system, whether they're coming from Vietnam or they're coming from Latin America, for example, they know all too well how this starts and what happens once you get radicals in control.
Yeah. Now, the National Institute of Health said that it's very concerned about the AstraZeneca vaccine and the trial side effects. I don't know what it is they're talking about there, but what sort of side effects are they having? Do you know?
I'm not really sure about that, but again, I know that the AstraZeneca test was taken offline for a time because one of the participants had a neurological, some sort of disorder or reaction, but they weren't really too specific about that. But again, when you have these tests, or you have these trials, I should say, you know, you're going to find, I think, just statistically speaking, that you're going to have certain people have certain reactions. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's what leads to all of these disclaimers on these commercials for drugs, you know, for pharmaceuticals, because they know that there's a lot of liability involved, and they have to get that out there to start with.
Now, we've heard once again about Oracle and that they're very close to a deal on Tic Tac right now. I'm not sure. I know there was at least one or two other companies that were involved in the mix as well, but I'm not sure how soon this could be with Oracle. But obviously the president is trying to get TikTok unloaded onto an American company that would at least keep an eye on them so that they wouldn't have a chance to do what they're famous for, and that's spying.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think the president addressed it earlier. I think on Tuesday, when he was going to get ready to get on the helicopter, as I recall. But basically, that's right. They're going to be taking a look at it. We don't have any specifics as to exactly when the president will look at it or what that entails. But I know that there are concerns that the Chinese would still have some kind of influence or input into the new TikTok, as it were. So that would be the first and primary concern. Because you're right, because the very reason why the president set this in motion was because of the notion that that there could be spying or was spying going on.
Now, the World Trade Organization is saying that the $200 billion in tariffs on China are illegal.
Yeah, and I think the president, I think he addressed some of this earlier as well today. But as you know, he's not a very big fan of the WTO at all.
Of course not.
Yeah, so again, yeah, we'll follow this one closely.
Yeah. Well, okay, here comes the music in my ear here. All right, well, folks, when we come back, we're going to have more to talk about here. And certainly Alan Dershowitz, we all know who he is, the retired Harvard University law professor emeritus. He's got a big-time lawsuit going up against CNN. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. And you know, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today. If it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. They'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, whether you're driving a car, a truck, or a van. Now, if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. If you're anywhere from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and on down to Port Charlotte, well, guess what? You'll be able to get your windshield replaced. Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim right there. You'll get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. So the phone number is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Glass for Auto Glass America. Take a look at your windshield today, and if you need a new one, you're going to get the windshield. You're going to get $100 cash back. Just tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what is it they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is again with that melodic voice. Alrighty, well, let's get into the swing of things here. Well, first of all, we got to mention keeping an eye on Sally, which is a Category 2 storm. It's still hanging out there exactly where it's been for the last 2 hours, some 60 miles south-southeast of Mobile. Winds near the center, out 25 miles, are 125 miles an hour. It's pushing a wall of water with it that right now is approaching 6 feet. Could go higher than that. We're looking at rain amounts that could be all the way up to 30 inches of rain in some of these areas, because this storm is basically just going to sit there and rain and rain and rain for 24 to 36 hours once it comes ashore.
That's right, Captain. And we have a number to update our listeners with, and that number is 238,000 customers in Florida, Alabama, and Louisiana are reported to have lost their electrical power, and that's a number that could likely climb, obviously, as the storm hasn't even really made landfall here. But obviously with the winds and the rain, the power lines are going to be affected by that. But already, Sally, having a big effect on customers in three different states already.
Now, what's going on with Alan Dershowitz? I understand that he's filed a $300 million libel lawsuit against CNN.
Yeah, he's going up after after CNN. Evidently, I think he's mad that CNN has really sort of portrayed Dershowitz as part of the Trump, you know, sort of thing, and that he's you know, they're sort of editing him together, or editing his words together, I should say, to sort of paint a false picture of who Alan Dershowitz is and what he knows about the law and this kind of thing. That's my understanding of it. Go ahead.
Well, he's a constitutional scholar.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. And the important thing about Alan Dershowitz is that Alan Dershowitz is not necessarily a supporter of Donald Trump or Trumpism.
No.
And this is one of the things.
And he's a Democrat.
And he's a Democrat. He supported Hillary Clinton for president. But Alan Dershowitz is like the one person in so much of this, having, especially with the impeachment, to have said that, look, you know, civil liberties are civil liberties, and we shouldn't throw them out the window, basically, just because, you know, we don't like Trump, or it's because of Trump, or whatever. And he is actually shown what the American spirit is all about when it comes to having disagreements about politics and being able to talk about those disagreements. Alan Dershowitz is the kind of guy, Captain, I think, that you could go out to dinner with, talk about politics, even disagree quite strongly about things, but be friends. And that's, I think, why he's come under these kinds of attacks, shall we say, and that's why he's fighting back.
By the way, where's the worst air quality in the country right now?
Well, I know it was Portland yesterday. I would perchance to think it would be in that area again.
Well, there's five major cities in Oregon. Just pick one today,
yeah,
as of right now.
That's right.
Worst air quality in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all because of those fires.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's good news that some of these fires are getting under, you know, in containment, basically. And some residents, of course, are going back to find where their homes were destroyed or their communities were burned. And that's a very, very sad thing. But the air quality issue, and that's affecting, it's affecting all kinds of activities, of course, throughout the West. People are not supposed to go outside and do, you know, heavy work or anything, or go out and go running and work out, because you still have that, even though you can't see the smoke per se, you still can have those little particulates that can harm you.
Now, I know it's very tense out there in Los Angeles right now because of the shooter they're looking for of the two deputies, and yesterday they had a standoff for quite a while. Los Angeles sheriff's deputies arrested a carjacking suspect after a two-hour standoff. Now, there was no link to the deputy ambush, but they thought to begin with there might have been.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain, and that went on for about 10 hours. We were following that story earlier this evening before the program, and they were eventually were able to capture the suspect. They found him in a dark backyard, basically, in that area, I think hiding inside of a trash can, honestly. So it was quite a thing, and yes, the speculation was it had to do with the shooting of the two deputies, but I think the sheriff has said that no, that is not the case. In fact, they have upped the reward, by the way, to $300,000 for information about that shooter. There's a new video, I understand, that has a different angle on this, I think surveillance video. But also, Captain, there's a story here in Southern California tonight of an 11-year-old girl who was moved by seeing the story on the news about the two sheriff's deputies, and she started a GoFundMe page. Was interviewed on local news earlier tonight, and somebody who saw something and said, "I want to help," and I thought that was just a great thing for that little girl to do.
Do you know how much money she's got in her?
I don't know at this point, but it's definitely something that will go to help those deputies. They've gone through their surgeries. They're recovering in the hospital. That's the extent of what we know, but we do know that the female deputy is 31 years old. She has a daughter who's 6 years old, and this is one of the things that moved that 11-year-old girl to do something to help them, feeling that kinship there. And then also the 24-year-old deputy, he was also wounded. Real heroic maneuvers as well by the female deputy who bound up the other deputy's wounds as they called for help on the radio. Just really something.
Now, Kamala Harrison, you can't make this stuff up. Kamala Harris pitched a Harris administration with Joe Biden for the Latino voters day before yesterday. And then yesterday, Joe, too, pitched a Harris-Biden administration. His words, not mine.
Yeah, is it the Harris-Biden or Biden-Harris? This is really something. And the way that, I don't know if she just made a mistake when she was reading the thing. She kind of looked like she was reading it, but it came out like this, though. A Harris administration with Joe Biden as the president. And it almost sounded like a promo or something, a promo for a TV show we don't want to watch. That was quite a mistake. Some are calling it a Freudian slip, and then Biden comes out and does it. But Captain, in the past, and it's sad to say, he's also called what the Biden or the Obama administration the Biden Obama administration at one point as well.
By the way, Jerry Brown, former governor out there, has mocked the people in California who want to leave the state, and then he's saying, "Well, where are you going to go?"
Well, I think their answer might be anywhere but here.
Yeah.
I think that's the, and you know what, Captain? This is really starting to take flight, as it were. You're seeing a lot of people who are saying to themselves, look, if I can get to another state, a red state, and even people who might sort of lean more to the liberal side or to the Democrat side, I think they're also looking for red states. But here's the thing. They also are understanding, I think, because this is getting around, that you're not going to go to a different state and bring your quote-unquote California voting values with you to turn their place into California. That's not, they don't want that at all.
No, and here comes the music, so I'm going to put you over here on hold, and folks will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are cruising along the overnight radio hours. By the way, don't forget, a major peace deal was signed yesterday. Israel, of course, is making peace with their neighbors, and that's a good thing for the Middle East, and they said it couldn't be done. I know there's Democrats out there said it could not be done.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Sally is a very slow-moving storm, and they say it will bring historic flooding. It's a Category 1, and it's expected to hit the Gulf Coast in the next few hours. Forecasters say it's hard to predict where it will make landfall. It's only moving about 2 miles an hour as it pounds the Gulf Coast. Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are all affected. National Hurricane Center Ken Graham says the storm will be a big rainmaker even after it crosses the coast and very slowly moves inland over Alabama.
Still fluctuate, wobble around a little bit, and then 7 p.m. Wednesday and portions of southwest Alabama, 7 a.m. Thursday, even on Thursday. We're still in portions of south central Alabama, and it's going to be all the way into Friday morning when we start seeing the system into Georgia. That's slow.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program is brought to you our friends over at the Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a company that I have been taking their fruits and veggies for several months now. And it's been working quite well for me. Thank you very much. It's given me a little bit more pep in my step. I felt like I've got a little bit more pizzazz when it comes to energy. And I'll tell you what, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, and if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I want to suggest to you that you try the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Now, you are going to save some significant money on this product, because if you order right now off the website, balanceofnature.com, anything that they've got in their wellness line of products, you will save 35% just by using the promo code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. So, for a limited time, save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order by going to their website, balanceofnature.com, and using that product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, whichever way it works for me. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What do you think?
What I think? Yeah, well,
I tell you, well, first of all, yeah, that Balanced Nature sounds like it's really good stuff.
It's working for me.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the debate that's coming up on the 29th of September. Now, Joe Biden and his team are going to have to prepare to face tough questions in the first presidential debate on September 29th. I mentioned to you that I'm wondering if somebody's going to be talking in his ear.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. The Biden campaign absolutely knows that they know what the perception is about Joe Biden. They have no illusions about that, I think. And so they're going to try to make sure that Biden can be shown, obviously, in the best light. Now, that's obviously something you always want to do when you have a candidate go out. But Joe Biden's predicament is really quite extraordinary. So that's right. I don't know that they can have him memorize a lot of statistics and in the typical way that you would prepare.
Well, I got some questions for him. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
Mr. Biden, you supported nationwide demonstrations for racial justice, but would you want them to continue after you're president? How would you scale down the occasionally violent protests?
Well, you know, he might respond to something like that by saying, well, I'm going to bring everybody together. But my counter question...
We're going to sing Kumbaya on the couch.
That's right, we're going to sing Kumbaya on the couch. But what we've witnessed has been just abject violence, hatred, total contempt of the police, law and order, and of those who want to live peaceably in our world. And so I don't know how you bring people like that together in the grand sense. There has to be a willingness, just like we've seen in the Middle East, there has to be a willingness to come together and do something. But that also presupposes, Captain, that somehow these forces that are at work even want to have some kind of negotiation or something.
Now, I got another question here. Mr. Biden, in the primaries, you've moved sharply to the left on abortion funding, free college, climate policy, and a whole bunch more. As president, would you continue that shift as demanded by your party's progressive wing?
That's a really good question. I expect he would sort of hem and haw about a lot of that because he wouldn't want to try to make upset the Bernie Sanders supporters and that whole ilk. But I don't know if he'd be too successful easily.
Too late for that.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And again, see, that's where I think a lot of the story is. You know, the discontent in the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Well, let me throw this one in there. Mr. Biden, did you grow up with white privilege, the advantages that purportedly benefit people of European descent? How would you erase such privilege in the future?
Well, that would be a pretty volatile question, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. I don't know that he'd have a good answer for that.
And then I got another one here. Mr. Biden, many Christian and Jewish friends of Israel appreciate the pro-Israel policies of President Trump. Would you build on those policies or alter them? And if so, how? Think you get him an answer?
Well, he's lucky you're not writing the questions for the, you know, you're not moderating the debate. But yeah, these are very probative and very important questions. But I think he would do a lot of song and dance about that one.
Yeah, and then finally, I got a really good one, because this could get you into trouble for a couple of different reasons. Mr. Biden, would you appoint a 78-year-old as a top cabinet official? And if so, how would you make sure that candidate was up to the job?
Exactly. Well, that would be pretty revealing.
Yeah, well, that's because of his age.
That's right, of course. Absolutely. And again, you know, this, as I said, I think the Biden campaign, they don't have any illusions that Biden there's something going on with Biden, and they know it. But they're just trying to get him across the finish line, I guess, because of the Harris-Biden administration.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose that would be the reason, I suppose. Okay, well, let's move along here because we still got a couple of minutes here. I'm watching my clock. I want to make sure I had enough time to start this. Joe Biden has propped up an unholy alliance of billionaires and Bolsheviks. Now, you know who said that?
Who said that?
Laura Ingraham.
Oh, well, that sounds like her.
What do you think?
Well, see, this is the thing. What we're witnessing is because you hear people talk about the revolution. Well, I think they're really serious. I think we should believe them, insofar as that they are trying to knock down the American system. They're trying to knock down, what really makes us free. And they feel like, hey, but we'll still kind of be in charge. Everything will be fine. But everybody else is going to suffer. And that sounds a lot like what happened, you know, in the Soviet Union, or at least the system that resulted there, where you have an elite few who control everything, and everybody else is just sort of, you're lucky to get bread today, so, you know, don't complain.
Now, we talked about this earlier, but I got a question here from someone in the chat room. This is coming from Wayne, and actually this is a direct message I got off Facebook. Wayne is in Louisville. He says, Captain, up here in Louisville, we just agreed to a $12 million settlement with Breonna Taylor's family. And, of course, police reform was also pledged as a result of that. The police officers have not been charged, nor should they, in my opinion, because of the fact that the way things went down. But just wanted to get your opinion as to what you thought about all this. Well, what I think about it is, first of all, the $12 million was way too much money, but I get it. I understand. I think you and I talked about the fact I believe they were going to get sued for $100 million. I thought that was where this was all headed.
Well, right. And that's why I think, especially with preemptive firings and things like that, it becomes a liability issue, and they have to follow their legal counsel kind of a thing as they try to navigate through these very tragic, you know, events and aftermath of these kinds of things. But again, the movement to go against the notion of police in this country is very disturbing indeed. Because in other words, if somebody breaks the law, whether they're a police officer or not, we have a system that deals with that. But unfortunately, you have groups of people are ideologically bound together that say, we don't want to wait for the system to do anything. We just want to tear it down right now.
By the way, we're supposed to be all concerned because Kim Kardashian has now announced that she's freezing her Instagram and Facebook accounts.
No kidding. No, I was not aware of that. Very interesting.
Yeah, I think something of hers got hacked a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think. By the way, have you heard about Representative Kevin McCarthy's House Republicans' Commitment to America agenda?
What's that about? I mean, I can imagine.
Well, remember Newt Gingrich and what he did years ago?
Right, Contract with America.
Yeah, well, this is a commitment to America, very similar with what they want to do if you elect them and make them in charge, put them in charge of the House of Representatives. And everybody needs to go to the website, commitmenttoamerica.com, commitmenttoamerica.com. Take a look at what's there. You're going to really love it, I do believe. And Kyle, hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more. Our Truckers Highway and Byway Report before we say goodbye to Kyle, and here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this is the Truckers Highway Imbiber Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you to stop on in there and check them out, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And by the way, think about becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too, while you're out there on the highways and byways. And let's get started with an oldie but goodie here, Dave Dudley.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed the Jimmy in a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days. days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dunley. And don't forget all about him out there, too, in the highways and byways, and 6 days on the road, and he's gonna make it home tonight. Well, let me bring Kyle Warner into the mix here. I'm gonna read this statement, and by the way, Kyle, we just had gusts of wind, sustained wind in Pensacola, Florida, 75 miles an hour. That's hurricane strength. So I do believe it's getting closer.
Yes, it certainly is.
Now, Hurricane Sally is expected to make landfall somewhere in the central Gulf Coast as a Category 2 hurricane this morning, sometime today, perhaps around noontime, but it's moving very, very slowly right now. The slow movement will bring significant rainfall with amounts up to 30 inches predicted, and a high potential for life-threatening flash flooding, too. Extremely dangerous and life-threatening storm surge is expected from eastern Louisiana all the way over to the western part of Florida in the panhandle, and there's tornadoes that are out there in the mix of all this, too. Kyle, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Earlier this evening, Richard the Marine chimed in the chat room, let us know that for the first time in 2 weeks, they could see the sky there in Oregon. So there is some good news coming out of Oregon regarding these fires, and that has to do with some of these fires getting at least a containment in many cases. One fire near Medford, I think, is now 100% contained. As I understand, that doesn't mean it's out. It's just contained, basically. But the smoke should be getting a little bit better. But right now, unfortunately, it's not a lot better. In fact, we have air quality alerts all over the Pacific Northwest, including Seattle, Spokane, Tacoma, all the way down through Portland, Oregon, Salem, Eugene. But when you get into Medford, this is sort of one of the areas where they're getting these fires under control. The Alameda fire near there is in the stabilization phase. But we also have smoke advisories and air quality alerts going into Idaho and also parts of Montana as well. Fire weather watch almost through the entire state of Nevada, with the Reno-Carson City area still having a dense smoke advisory. So if you're coming down 395 or going across I-80, you're going to be encountering that smoke. Bobcat fire in California, still burning. They were able to make a stand at the Mount Wilson Observatory and so far have been able to save that and also save those important communication towers up on Mount Wilson. This is north of the 210 freeway in Southern California. Going to be hot in the southwest with triple digits in Phoenix, also in Las Vegas. We're going to be heating up as the high pressure system comes through, hopefully cooling down as we head towards the end of the week.
Well, Hurricane Sally, historic life-threatening flash flooding due to rainfall is likely through Wednesday along the just the inland of the coast of the Florida Panhandle, west of the Apalachicola River to the Alabama-Mississippi border. Widespread moderate to major river flooding is forecast across the Florida Panhandle, southern Alabama. There will be portions of I-10 that will be underwater, as is usually the case, with a lot less rain of what we're going to get this time. We're going to get up to 30 inches in some of these areas. Significant flash and urban flooding, as well as widespread minor to moderate river flooding as well, as is likely across the inland portions of Mississippi and Alabama and into Georgia and the western Carolinas this week as this storm moves up that way and moves out to sea somewhere around Cape Hatteras, it looks like. And life-threatening storm surge is expected along portions of the coastline from Alabama to the western Florida Panhandle, including Mobile Bay. Don't forget, hurricane conditions are expected this morning. We've already got gusts of wind that sustain 75 miles an hour in Pensacola and 60 miles an hour in Mobile, Alabama right now. That's the current conditions. And in Pascagoula, Mississippi, 46 miles per hour. And it's raining very, very, very hard in those areas. So please heed all warnings. Please be careful. And truckers, stay the hell off I-10. It's not the place to be in these kind of winds. It'll blow you right over, and we all know that. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll be talking about Sally tomorrow and the fact that it's come ashore, probably, and it's dumping rain everywhere, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of flooding.
Yes, we'll have a lot to talk about and tell our listeners about, absolutely.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warr, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much and what he does for the program. And again, I just can't emphasize enough that this hurricane is just absolutely going to create havoc. In the areas where it's going to be at, and the rain and everything else that's going to happen here, it's just not going to be pretty. So it is what it is. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Monumental stuff going on in the White House yesterday.
Yes, indeed. Unless you're watching mainstream media, who didn't really cover it at all.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach that was taken, and I'm not sure who the architect was, although I hear that a lot of the credit goes to Jared Kushner. But, you know, when you start going to the countries in and around the Gulf, around Iran, the Gulf states, and you bring them to the table to have a conversation about normalizing some relations with Israel.
Yep.
And it begins to isolate Iran, but then we also know that early on there were a lot of measures taken by the United States against Iran, so it now isolates Iran. What's particularly interesting is the other signatories to the Comprehensive Joint Plan of Action on the nuclear deal of Europe that doesn't want to, you know, join in on this. So they too are kind of being isolated. They're isolating themselves. So it was an interesting approach. It looks like there is a relationship already between Saudi Arabia and Israel, although it's not formal and on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that one's next. That's possible. I think Oman may be next. That's just my opinion. So, yeah, this is a significant thing, for sure.
Well, it certainly justifies the Nobel Peace Prize that the president's been nominated for. This is huge stuff.
It's big.
Mm-hmm.
It's very big. But the prize really for a lot of countries, you know, across the globe, is peace. And this could change the dynamic, too, with China and Russia in their relationship with Iran and or Saudi Arabia. So there are a lot of implications in this.
Mm. Okay. Now, do you think there'll be Saudi Arabia and a couple more countries coming along fairly quickly, which is kind of what we're being told?
Well, as I just said, Saudi Arabia could be there. I think Oman will be next, but that could be wrong.
All right. Hold the fort. Folks, we're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after the top of the hour news. We're going to take a news break, and we'll be right back. And in the meantime, we're going to take a look at the weather map, and I'm going to see what's going on because, basically, Hurricane Sally has not moved all night long. It's still where it was when I started the show. So I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.